They're gonna fucking die. They're gonna die.
Hello, lovely listeners.
Hiya.
Welcome to another episode of Not Just Tentacles, where I, Rachel, attempt to demystify anime and animation.
And I, Ruth, stay mystified about the anime, but I love my animation. And boy, have we been watching a humdinger of a has-been. We've just watched the season finale, and, well, I think you might think, you might gather that we were impressed.
We were blown away, yes.
Our socks are in a different county where they started.
Where's the next one?
My socks? I never know where my socks are. Well, when is the next has-been hotel?
No, where is the next county?
Next county? Well, going up to that way is Cumbria. And going that way, yes, this doesn't quite work on a podcast.
Yeah,
it's Greater Manchester.
I also don't think that most people out of the UK even know where those places are, to be honest. I'm from the UK and I don't actually know, so, okay.
You rude. Honestly, that's just such a southerner's view.
I'm from Wales. Technically speaking, Wales counts as a separate country.
Okay, but if I said, are you from the valleys, would you get offended?
Fuck yeah.
Exactly.
Anyway, so never mind. Let's stop faffing about over geography. So it opens with Vox watching what's going on at the hotel and outside in hell on a multitude of screens.
He's like, oh, they're actually going to do it.
Yeah, and he does not think much of their chances. He's rejoicing at the thought of Alistair being made to bite the dust, so to speak. And he basically spent...
Hang on, wait. I've got a query.
Yeah.
If you die in hell and you're still a button,
yeah,
where'd you go?
I don't know. And the thing is, I'm not sure if, yeah, do you end up double dead? Or do you just disappear?
Is it dead to get reincarnated?
I don't know. I mean, are there ghosts? I mean, I assume that there must be because Blitz is scared of them. So who knows? Anyway, let's not kind of ponder that. So he spends the entire...
In case it's a plot line for next season.
Yeah, he spends the entire episode yelling like an old man at the TV. Is that like yelling at his own head? I mean...
Yeah, how does that work out?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think Val and Velvet are that interested. I mean, she's playing on her phone as per usual.
And Val is just interested in sipping that bub up in the club.
Yeah, that's true.
So but you're not going to reach his telephone.
So the cannibals are all ready to fight and raring to go.
I have to say, they are the nicest dressed bunch of cannibals I've ever seen.
You could even say they were fine young cannibals.
Well, maybe not young.
Yeah, some of them are probably on the old side. Yeah, but either
Susan
way.
Specifically.
Oh, God, don't remind me of Susan.
Grandma, we love you. No.
And Charlie gives a really touching speech in which she tells everybody how much she loves them. And it's not even in a whole...
Just in case we die tomorrow type of speech.
Oh, God.
You know, like you get in all the musicals.
Yeah, it is very...
Drink with me.
That's what it's called. Yeah, I did wonder for a moment. And to ram home the point, you've got Serpentius going around dressed up in this wonderful Napoleonic outfit.
Yeah, I don't quite get that. Is he supposed to be French? Is he supposed to be English?
I don't know. He never specifies. I always got the impression he was like a steampunky Victorian gent. I mean, certainly he is one of the oldest sinners that we encounter, hence why he speaks like that. And another thing that I noticed, everybody has said that Vaggie's name is Vagatha, even though previously
she said it's not.
Even previously Adam said that he named her after Vagina, and she tells him it's not her name. They've said since then that it is. So
what, Vagina or Vagatha?
So mild spoiler, does she adopt the name Vagatha because of Serpentius calling her it?
I don't know.
But we will find this out, presumably, at a later date.
And I think she just takes it. I mean, sometimes I get called Ruthie. I've never called myself Ruthie, but I accept a Ruthie. I accept a Rootie.
Yeah, they're all nice. Root, Rut.
Well, no, I don't like being called Rut.
Even if I do it.
Not in a sexual context, no.
And everybody is trying to go, oh, yeah, we'll be fine tomorrow. And then, of course, it's Nifty. And it's like, it's me, I'll die. And going, and yeah, Charlie basically gives her a sword to kind of
like
stab
the fact
everybody with.
That I do all the voices apart from Nifty.
Well, to be fair, Nifty is within my voice range. It doesn't sound, she doesn't sound that different from my own voice, so it's quite easy for me to do.
Although I have done a Nifty, I think. I think I've done them all apart from Charlie.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, I adore Charlie's voice, singing voice, everything about her.
But it's just bog standard Disney.
I know, she's just
but Erica does her so well. Nice,
you can't even say generic, or can you? She's kind of like the epitome of a Disney voice.
She's a Disney princess.
And I didn't realise...
The Disney princess of hell.
I didn't realise until today that she was also Katie in Mean Girls, so that came as a surprise to me.
In the original Broadway
soundtrack. The one that we've got the soundtrack. So that is basically... So Charlie singing with Via. So that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. So they're basically saying, okay, this is the last, could possibly be the last night of the rest of our lives. So everybody's doing as they say, see fit.
Getting drunk.
Sir Pentius is trying to declare his love to Cherry, but not really getting anywhere. I mean, Angel is like, you could tap that to her, and then saying that he's got two dicks, in which case she does look slightly more interested. I honestly thought that Angel and Husk were going to hook up because they did get a bit flirty over the bar at one point.
They were flirty, but they were also matey.
Yeah, so just asking him to kind of get him a drink and so on, but they were kind of looking back at each other.
I like the fact that Husk said, so you're not going to be inhaling something off a guy's abs tonight.
Yeah. And it shows not only how much he's changed, but also, yeah, that he's starting to feel that way about Husk. And maybe...
I don't know whether he's starting to feel that way about it. He is naturally flirty, as Angel does. I like, what was it? You fucked one pool, a Cuban pool boy.
I thought it was one cannibal pool boy.
Oh, yes. You fucked one cannibal pool boy.
And to be fair, there were plenty of cannibals outside to him to choose from if he did wanted to go that way.
Yeah.
And so there was that scene that everybody's been talking about that has Charlie in front of the door crying, which made everybody assume that Angel or someone must die. But it's just basically she's looking at photos of them all together stuck on Angel's door and just crying in case this is like the last time that she sees all of them together. And that's when Vaggy appears and they sing a lovely reprise of More Than Anything, which...
Oh, God, this is the tune that just makes me cry.
So, originally... Originally, it was a song between her and Lucifer, but now...
And I cry.
But now it's a song with them reaffirming their love, making it clear that even though they found out some potentially relationship-breaking things, they're still together, still an item, and
stronger than ever.
They have their first proper kiss of the series.
Aww.
And it dwells on it and it doesn't make it silly, because as much as I love Hell of a Boss and Stolitz, it is a little bit difficult for it to be romantic and sexy when they're like...
Oh, yeah. Blitz's tongue.
I know. And it's just like... I mean, I love you guys, but could you kiss a little bit more sensitively than that? Well, these two are because so it pulls back and you see them kind of holding each other and kissing, and it's like,
wipe the tears away. Please don't let any of my babies die.
I know. And so Heaven is preparing to attack. You've got
Adam with his mask on, Lute with a mask on,
and absolutely covered in blood. I mean, does she always go around like that, wanting to put the fear of God into everybody?
Oh yeah, there's always one person that takes the memo too literally.
Yeah, she is just such a flag waving, moral crusading bigot, isn't she?
She's just in HR, isn't she?
Yeah, Lute the turf, terrifying. Although obviously in love with Adam, not that he's ever going to see past her to... Well, anyway, never mind.
Is this a spoiler?
No. It's not a spoiler. It's just basically he is so in love with himself that he's never going to notice anybody else. And he just seems to have a downer on women generally, presumably because both of his wives left him. And again,
within a week.
I mean, come on.
Can you blame them? Can you blame him?
So, yeah, they proceed to attack. And... Right,
it's
okay.
Messy.
Yeah.
It's very fast. It's very messy.
Yeah, we might not remember all of it in order, so please bear with us.
And we don't have to necessarily remember every last granular detail, but the bits that are prominent to
okay,
us.
Okay, right. So at first there's a shield around the hotel, which has been put up by Alistair's magic.
Yep.
And also contains an awful lot of tentacles, so good on you there, Alistair.
Yeah, but there's not just tentacles. Oh, I said the title!
Drop.
Boom.
Vaggy and Charlie are wearing these amazing outfits, which make them...
Cherry Bomb's got a nice suit on. Everybody's dressed up, to be honest.
Yeah, Angel is wearing full-on mafia garb with a feather in his hat. And I think Nifty's wearing her normal clothes. Husk is busy fighting with his cards. I mean, I'm not sure how that works, but never mind. They just do. I mean, he is a magician, isn't he? So I guess that's his thing. So
Serpentius is
wearing his Napoleonic outfit thing. And Serpentius actually does manage to finally tell Cherry that he loves her.
He kisses her.
And then she's like, oh, that's kind of hot, actually. I can't do her accent. She's goes, Australian.
Yeah. And then he goes off and fires. One of the eggs has been scrambled.
I know. We both went, no! Because we don't even know which egg it was. I mean, I don't know if it was Frank. I think Frank was the one that was saved by Angel.
Yeah.
I assume that was Frank. I mean, I don't know their names.
Anyhow. But they load up their gunship?
They have a steampunky gunship. But before we get onto that, so Alistair and Adam fight, because they managed to break past the shield, and him and Alistair are fighting. Alistair assumes he's going to come off better out of it, because Adam tells him that there's no fucking way. And Alistair does do quite a good job of holding him off, but he does seem to think at one point that, I don't know, that it's better cutting his losses, and then he just disappears. So nobody knows at that point where he's got to.
Because Adam's saying that Radio is dead, which is not true.
I know, how rude.
And Alistair's saying, Radio isn't dead, but this broadcast is ending.
I did like earlier how he was doing a little bit of a running commentary, again showing how similar he and Vox are. They're both providing their own commentary to the events, only Alistair's is much classier. So everybody assumes that because Alistair's gone, that means he must be dead, that Adam must have killed him, but again, no body and so forth. So that is when Serpentius and the Egg Boys load up the steampunk chip, and it is...
They aim at Adam.
And Adam just obliterates them with basically a flick of his hand.
Yeah.
That's it. Serpentius is gone. I mean, everybody is obviously distraught, but there's barely any time to react. They have to just carry on fighting, but it does obviously knock Charlie. Razzle and Dazzle do the first useful thing they've done all season and turn into dragons to assist Charlie as she's fighting Adam, but he knocks Dazzle out of the sky and he dies.
So how do you know which one's which?
They look slightly different. So anyway, Dazzle dies.
And Vaggy, who's riding and gets knocked off.
Oh! Vaggy and Loot have a fantastic fight with Loot threatening that she's going to rip out her other eye. And it really doesn't look like it's going to end well for Vaggy, but she manages to get the upper hand.
Because Loot is crowing and saying that she's going to make her watch
Charlie die.
Being killed as well. So at that point, that makes the wings come out.
And doesn't part of the hotel wall fall on Loot? So yes. she basically tells her that she's going to give her some mercy. It is actually very Kill Bill, because that's what happened to Sophie Fatale. Like Loot, she loses her arm and the bride basically...
Yeah, as Loot's trapped under the rubble. The only way she can free herself after Vaggy just offers her mercy and then walks off.
And it is in silhouette. You don't see like the full extent of the injury. You see silhouette of her, like her arm spurting gold.
Spurting gold blood,
yeah. So it is the whole kind of, I'm going to leave you with your wicked life thing to basically, I don't know, live in brood and possibly turn into the main villain for next season. I don't know. But anyway, just when Charlie thinks everything is hopeless.
And that Adam's about to kill her.
A very familiar arm attached to a very familiar suit comes out and kind of goes, bah!
And you're like, yay, Lucifer.
Yes, Lucifer.
Never thought I'd find myself saying that.
I know. Yeah, being saved by Lucifer. I mean, that's not a sentence you
but
often
he is
hear.
In full. Don't fuck with my daughter mode.
Oh, he's wonderful. And he confirms that he, Eve and Lilith were a thruple, or at least that
He's banged both.
I know. Yeah, you go boom chicka well. And while he's fighting Adam, he turns into a horse, he turns into a snake. It's great. It's just spinning
he
around.
He turns into proper it's almost like Genie from
Aladdin. I know, just turning into various different forms and just kicking ass. So anybody previously that was like, like, ooh, Lucifer's powerless, he's pathetic, he's too short, etc. No, he's not. And he's absolutely beating the shit out of Adam. And he's continuing the theme of Helleva and has-been dads not knowing the right words to say things, because he says, I'm going to fuck you. And Angel kind of goes,
well, and this kind of went awkward.
Yeah, and Val, this is the one time he perks up while he's watching. He's like, this is getting interesting. Sorry, I can't do that. But either way, Charlie's like, that's not what you say, Dad. But it does become clear that Adam is flagging.
You start seeing his face.
Yeah.
Half of his face poking through his mask.
So yeah, that was not his face. And the thing that gets me, because this was the one spoiler I accidentally caught when I went on Twitter, and everybody kept going, ooh, of course Adam's a white man, and going on, he's a mediocre white man.
He's
gray. Like, he looks exactly like his voice actor. Are you not familiar with the Disney concept of making a villain look just like their voice actor?
We Jews don't count as white. Sorry, we're still an ethnic minority, but we are, like, kind of grey, depending if we're not well. Or
so, and then they look down and they realise that something is sticking out of Adam and he's bleeding quite heavily. And you do a head count, you're like, hang on, where's Nifty? And sure enough, it's Nifty. Nifty, of all
people,
has stabbed him and continues to stab him even when he's on the floor. And it's like, and it's really funny because everybody else stands there staring while Vaggy looks like all her birthdays have come at once. It's brilliant. And everybody, as you can imagine, is hysterically happy, apart from Loot, who runs out and is like, sir, and upset and everything. And he manages to smile for her before he dies. So those two do genuinely care about each other, just possibly not in the way that Loot wanted him to. So they've got no choice then, the heavenly hordes, but to retreat, because they're fucked. Their leader is dead and there's nothing else they can do. So as the 666 news broadcast, headed by Katie, and he keeps shoving Tom off the screen, says the extermination day has been cancelled. And as you can imagine, nobody was expecting this. And
of course, poor Charlie, she's downhearted, standing in the rubble of the hotel. But that's cue for a song.
Yeah, they sing the finale song and it's lovely and touching.
How they're rebuilding it together.
I know. They make a painting of Serpentius.
With his eggs.
With his outfit. They do a gold statue of Dazzle outside the hotel. Everything looks better than ever. You have Alistair singing. So he is in the wrecked radio tower, so he is still alive. And saying about how he wants his freedom and how people are going to find out exactly who they fucked with. The V's believe that he's...
It's so obvious that Lilith is his boss.
Yeah, true. Anyway, in a sec. So the V's now think there's a power vacuum which they're going to step into because they're happy. And this is like the first time that you see Val and Vox acting like a couple. They're dancing together and so forth and just like, yay, we're going to rule hell. And... So this all sets up for the whole kind of satisfying finale, but then two shocking things happen. One,
we move back to heaven.
And who should appear in a beam of light but Serpentius? And
with a halo.
I know, and covered in hearts. It's just so cute. I want a toy of his new heavenly design. He doesn't understand what's going on. Sarah looks absolutely horrified. So isn't it great that the character that everybody just...
Whereas Emily's overjoyed to see him.
Yeah, the character everyone dismissed as a silly kind of joke character was the first person that Charlie's Hotel redeemed. So he is living proof of the fact that the hotel works. And he falls on the floor the way that he did in his first ever episode. So I liked that kind of nod back to that whole kind of face planty thing. Oh. He face plants even in heaven. And then this is when we get the big... Oh, I don't know what tune I was doing. Yeah, so Loot steps onto a beach.
I think you may have been doing the theme from Black Beauty.
I don't even know how that goes. Anyway, so Loot flings what is presumably Adam's halo at somebody's feet, and it's Lilith. So Lilith has been on a beach this whole time looking very kind of...
Hot, lesbianic in a hat.
Hot mama, yeah. Kind of like, I don't know.
Charlie's mom has got it going on. Yeah.
and just explaining that Adam is dead. And what else did she say?
Oh, was she saying that you need to go back down there and sort it out?
Which, of course, opens up for season two, which begs the question, is Lilith a villain? What has she been doing all this time? Is she Alistair's owner? What is going on?
Oh, so many questions. I have questions. And don't you dare cancel this, Amazon.
Yes, agreed. So I friggin' loved it. I thought it was another 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5. And for the whole season?
Again, 5 out of 5. Just the songs and the voice acting. And I think I like it all the better for the not being on board originally, because it's just made me appreciate its qualities and just this new...
It won you over.
...incarnation. Exactly. Yeah. I just... Just everything, the queer rep, the characters, the animation, the songs, just...
The twist.
Every bit of it was top-notch.
The eggies.
Yeah, the eggies. I just loved it. The only nitpick I have to make about this is returning to Dazzle is I do think that they could have made more of them previously, because
I don't.
I just felt like nothing when he died. I just thought, oh, that's a little bit sad, but I was far more bothered by Sir Pentures, as I guess she was supposed to be.
No, I was just more worried that Vecchi was going to die because she was riding him.
She was fine, though, so don't worry. Because I know there were at one point people were going, ooh, they're going to kill Vaggy because you've got to have Bury Your Gays. But nope, that did not happen.
Whoop.
Yay! So all the... Because there were at one point, there was this list of things that somebody claimed was going to happen in the show, and it was all complete crap. So somebody...
People put
obviously
shit on the
just
internet.
Pulled it out of their ass.
Why?
And made it up. None
Why
of it came
did
true.
Did you read shit on the internet? It's just, you know, narcissistic behaviour on their part.
Yeah.
They're trying to get the clicks.
Doing it
trying
for
Trying to clout. Upset people.
Yeah, and it just doesn't work. And apparently, it's number 2 in the UK on Amazon.
It is?
Yeah, that's what it said when we were just about to watch the episode.
We are not alone.
Yay! And I just love that this show is... obviously resonating with so many people that had never heard of it before and just decided to give it a go on the off chance, and clearly loving it as much as we do. So
yay, thank you Prime Amazon for actually investing in a really good show.
Yeah.
Instead of some old reheated dreck. Thank you.
Okay, is there anything else that we need to say?
What are we going to look at next?
Rightio. So
We're going to take a bit of a break now, aren't we?
Yeah, seeing as we've done 8 episodes in, well, half the time that we normally do, we are going to have a break of about a week, and then...
Just a week?
For
no,
Valentine's,
2 weeks off.
For the Valentine's Day, we're doing a Stole It special.
Okay, yeah, Valentine's Day, yeah.
And after that, we're
not
going...
actually on Valentine's Day, because I have a life.
Yeah, we have romantic, coupley stuff to do on Valentine's Day. But
you
sure...
know, we're just going to be watching anime, right?
And then we'll have another break, and then we'll be doing I'm in Love with the Villainess, because what else could you do in Valentine month, really, other than doing some Yuri? So
I thought that you were about to say urine. I was.
No, none of that. Oh, no. Anyway, so we have loved doing these recaps. I hope that you've liked listening to them. We've certainly adored watching the show. So well done to Viv and everybody else involved.
Yes.
It's been a complete pleasure.
This is the sound of my hat being taken off in your direction.
Yeah, doff, doff. So until next time, love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed this podcast, don't forget to subscribe. And you can also follow us on social media. We are at TentaclesNot on Twitter. And on Facebook, our page is called Not Just Tentacles. Speak to you soon. Bye.
It's been brought to our attention that Loot kills Dazzle, not Adam. So apologies for the mistake.